This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Special edition of Your Money Matters. Each week we bring you this show from our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage, and Mr. Kurt Rogers joins us in studio. How are you, sir?
I am doing just fine. How about you? We got snow coming Thursday.
We got snow coming.
Not just a little. It's not 1 or 2 inches.
I took some friends of my church today to the airport. They were going to Kauai. And I was like, oh,
yeah, cheaters.
Get out of town. Yeah.
Cheaters. Come on, you got to be here for the first 6 inches. Come on.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the deal. And Mike's over there shaking his head, going, he still ain't out of his shorts and sandals.
I'm so mad that it's going to snow again. Man.
Yeah, that's not his style. He wants to put his boat out, go out to the
lake. True. Yeah, it's true.
That's Mike. Absolutely. And that voice here is Mike Hills, and we'll get to Mike here in just a second from Atlas Real Estate. We're going to talk a little real estate today and some mortgages to start off with. So, Kurt, let's talk on your side a little bit. When your phone rings, what are most people looking for when they call?
Right now, what they're seeing with all the advertising and rates down, they're looking at, okay, how can I get the better rate? And maybe not what many of them are asking for is maybe I don't want to go back to that 30. I'll stay with the same payment, but I want to do a 23 or 24 because the rates are so good. A lot of that's happened. Some folks are pulling cash out and going 26, 27 years. So you're able to customize what you want to do, pull out cash, do home improvements, pay off debt, and still not go back to the 30-year, because when you do that, you add so much more interest back into the loan. I mean, it can save you $40,000, $50,000 just a couple years.
Wow. Good deal. Now, let's talk credit scores for just a minute. We've talked about this a multitude of times. It just came up. A guy asked me the other day, told me to ask you about it, because he said he pulled his credit, and it showed a score. And then he pulled another bureau, and it was 40 points difference between the two bureaus.
Correct. So not that odd.
Really?
One of the reasons you have three different companies, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. The creditors will report to each one differently. You would think if you have a Capital One card, that it's going to report to all three. It might not. They might not report to TransUnion. So the way they're looking at your credit is going to be a little bit different. That's why the lenders look at three different scores. And it's something you need to pay attention to, and I said this on the last show, I want to say it again. If you're out there at this time of year and you know your score and you're thinking about buying or refinancing your house within the next 4 to 6 months, just when you walk into a store and they ask you, here, sign up for this credit card, we'll give you 10% off, understand that will more than likely, and I'm talking 95% chance, drive your credit score down. New credit cards will lower your credit score, because it takes the average life out of them, and it's a negative to the credit reporting agencies. So pay attention. Make sure that 10% or that 20% you're getting is well worth it, because the difference between a 719 and a 720 on a $300,000 loan is a half a point in cost or $1,500. So is it saving you that kind of money?
Wow.
Because these are Fannie Mae guidelines. If you have a 719, they're going to charge you this. If you have a 720, they're going to charge you less. It's got nothing to do with the lender. It's the way Fannie and Freddie work.
Right, for sure.
So it's important.
Again, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500, 720-895-0500. Well, as I mentioned, Mike Hills is back with us, regular guest.
Hi, guys. How are you?
You know, I think if we were doing this on Thursday and it was snowing, he'd still wear shorts and a T-shirt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I definitely wear a T-shirt. I just layer up, and then I'll layer down when I get inside.
But Mike's with Atlas Real Estate. Mike's number, 720-220-8500. You can check out their website, realatlas.com. You know, it seems like, I mean, we talk about these same things pretty much every show, but there's always kind of different angles that people just don't quite understand about it. And I tell you, I was telling this couple that I took the airport today, I was telling them about you, and they asked who's going to be on the show today, and I told them you, and I was explaining what you do. And they said, man, the first one would be the scary one. I'm like, that's exactly what we say.
It is. Man, that first one's scary. It's funny because, you know, most couples now, they inherently know that owning, everybody knows inherently that owning real estate's a good thing. But making that jump from just living in your house to being a landlord, it just gives people heartburn. I mean, it is nerve-wracking. And one of the jokes that I make, especially when I'm sitting with, you know, husband and wife team that are going to become landlords for the first time, I tell the wife, I was like, you're never allowed to go buy this house ever again. And I tell the guy, I have clients that he is an Army Air Force Reserve, or Army reservist. Guy spent 20 years in the Army. He's very cut and dry.
Very structured, very disciplined.
Disciplined, very structured. And they turned their home, their single-family home, they lived in it with their two kids. They moved in Aurora, like Buckley and Iliff, a couple years ago, turned it into a rental, went and bought a new house. And I told the wife, I was like, okay, you are never allowed to Zillow the value of your house. Because most people, when they're wondering how much the real estate's worth, they just put it into Zillow and see how much it's worth. And I said, you're never allowed to do that. Because it doesn't matter. We're not going to sell. Whether the market goes a little bit up, a little bit down, we are keeping this. This is your college fund for your kids.
So is it short term?
Totally. And I told Brian, the husband, I said, Brian, you're never allowed to talk to your neighbors anymore. Because your neighbors are going to call you. They're going to complain about the grass being overgrown. They're going to complain about the trees. They're just going to complain.
Always.
Yeah, because they're your neighbors and they're your friends. Mm-hmm. And you have to treat this as a business. Because you remove the emotion. Because we all, you know this, when you're selling people houses or doing the financing on them and it's a house they're going to live in, it's a huge emotional connection. Man, when it switches over to a business, to a rental property, you have to eliminate some of that emotion. Because otherwise, you'll lay in bed awake at night worrying about your house and you can't.
Too many gray hairs like Scott.
Exactly. I mean, how many people lay in bed awake at night worrying about their 401k? I mean, you might if the market crashes in
2008, we did.
Yeah, everybody did. Yeah. But from a real estate perspective, it doesn't matter because we're not going to sell anyway. No. You know, what the real estate does in the next 12 or 24, even 36 months, man, I don't even worry about it because I'm not going to sell.
And you bring up a good point. I hear comments when I talk to people about getting in, well, the market might go down and the market's going to go down. I said, so what? Well, that'll scare you.
Yep.
I know the reason why, so I'm going to let you tell people why it doesn't matter that the market drops.
Absolutely, because when we buy real estate, when I invest my money, we talk a lot about long-term horizons. And most people, most Americans, if you say, hey, what's long-term, they're going to say, yo, you know, 12 months, 24 months.
3 years, maybe.
Yeah, 3 years, maybe. You know, if they're really looking long-term, they'll think 5 years. For me, when we buy real estate, we look for the 20-year picture. I do not care what the real estate's going to do in the next 24 months because I'm not buying for the next 24 months. As an example, when my wife had our fourth child, yes, we have four children. That's way too many. But when we had our fourth, before he was born, I actually bought a piece of real estate, put it on a 15-year note as his college fund, and he wasn't even born yet. That's what I'm talking about long-term. I mean, he's not going to go to college for 18 and a half years.
Minimum.
Because my wife was only 4 months pregnant, but that's the thing I'm talking about in terms of 20-year picture, you know, because most of us think long-term is, you know, next 2 years or next 3 years, and man, that's not the way we look at it, because if the market dips in the next 2 years, which, frankly, we all think it's going to, you know, I mean, the economic indicators are out there that we are potentially in, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, but we're maybe, from a real estate perspective, if we're not at the peak, we're pretty close to it, but I'm still a buyer. I bought buildings in June of this year, so just a couple months ago, because I'm still a buyer in this market because I'm not going to sell next year. I'm not going to sell in 24 months. I'm not going to sell in 10 years. I'm going to own this thing, and I'm going to own this thing and buy a targeted, specific, good deal. And what the market does in the next 24 months doesn't matter. And if it goes down, that just means things are on sale, and I'm just going to buy more.
Now, you've talked about this in the past, and you've kind of just touched on it there, about when you buy and how you buy. With the idea that the market goes down, it hasn't slowed your focus or your intent. And there's a reason behind that, because what do you look for when you're looking at buying an investment property, understanding that maybe in a year from now, it's 5 or 10% less, or 2 years from now, it's 5 or 10% less what you pay for it?
Sure. So there's three things. So our investment thesis surrounds three things. Number one is 20-year picture. I want to buy for the 20-year picture. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm not really worried about 20 years, because the idea is the market that I'm investing today, can I reasonably bet that the value of the real estate will be more in 20 years than it is today? Well, in theory, you'd think, well, yeah, the whole United States is like that. And that's not actually true. Like,
no.
Wichita, Kansas, Memphis, some of these places, we have experienced an economic huge growth in the last 4 years, 5 years. You look at some of these cities, you could buy houses, they've gone up like less than 1%. Denver has gone crazy, and that's the 20-year picture I'm talking about. That's number one. Number two, we need yield. And when I say yield, I just mean think positive cash flow. I need to make money on what I'm buying. And let me compare the two. If you think of somewhere on the West Coast of the United States, you know, San Diego, LA, San Francisco, Seattle, you can bet that I would be willing to bet that the any real estate you buy in any of those cities, San Diego, LA, San Francisco, or Seattle, you can reasonably bet that those cities, the prices in 20 years
will be higher.
More than they are today. Hands down, I don't even worry about that. Here's the problem. The real estate in those cities is so expensive that the rent ratios compared to what the purchase price is, you can't make any positive cash flow. You can't make any yield.
Right.
So I don't want to invest in those markets because now you're just gambling. Now I'm gambling on the fact that the market is going to go up because if it doesn't go up, I don't make money.
You're not making the cash flow.
Exactly. So in a place like Denver or some of the other limited cities that we invest in, Denver, Colorado Springs, Phoenix. So in these places, when I buy today, I don't really worry about the next year or two in terms of value because I know I'm making positive cash flow. And over the 20-year picture, I'm going to make that positive cash flow. I'm going to get the appreciation over time. And when we do buy, there's some very specific things that we look for. We've talked a lot about this. It's more like it's a laser focus. It's a sniper rifle
right.
Versus 5 years ago when it was a shotgun. Buy everything you can buy. Whatever you can afford in Denver, in the metro area, man, buy it 5 years ago because 5 years ago it was 2014. I'd be willing to bet that almost every single piece of real estate today is more expensive than it was in 2013 in Colorado, 2013, 2014. Now, there's chances that something has gone down, but in general, single family home, condo, townhouse, whatever, apartment building, they're all more expensive than they were 5 years ago. So we use that sniper rifle approach. The third piece of this, and this is the one that gives people the most heartburn in terms of being landlords, man, we're going to do your property management for you. I will not buy real estate unless we at Atlas are the ones that do property management because property management is the key. You can buy the greatest deal in the world. If you manage it like trash, you're not going to make money. You can buy a terrible deal. Manage it right, hang on long enough, you will make money. And I've done both of those things. That's why I know that. So it's got to be 20-year picture. We need yield. And when I say 20-year picture, it's very specific targeted deals that we buy. There's urban infill. There's just criteria that we look for. And then the third one is, you know, we need to do the property management.
Well, see, a lot of people, and I'll admit I did this. I had rentals, and I thought it would be simple to be a property manager. You know, I can go over and collect a rent. I can go over and make any changes. What I learned about that is, yes, I can do it, but I don't have time.
Yep.
It distracts so much and causes so much more pressure on me that I finally had to say, I can't do this no more. It's just, It sucks up so much because they're going to call you. I had one guy called, said the microwave didn't work. When I went over there, I unplugged it, plugged it back in, and it worked.
Right.
But I get the phone call, and I spend an hour and a half for something that small when I have other things to do.
Yep.
So it from experience, it's so much easier to say, here, I want an expert to do it. You know how to collect a rent. You know how to make sure it all works because you have a unique system with your people that do your property manager.
We do. We pay them different than most property managers. And I think the main thing is our property managers are all owners of real estate.
I was going to say that's the other thing.
You know, they have to own real estate because how the real estate industry in general frustrates the heck out of me, mainly because there's, you know, people are selling a service, selling a product that they don't actually own themselves. And there's 33, last count I heard, there's 33,000 licensed realtors in Colorado. Less than half of those own a house. If the three of us were to call every single one of them and say, hey, would you sell me a rental? Every single one of them is going to be like, oh yeah, I'll sell you a rental. And then if you ask a follow-up question though, how many rentals do you own? Half of them don't own a house, let alone a rental. And you know, the stats are like 90, 95% of all realtors don't own rentals. So how in the world can somebody sell you something that they don't do themselves.
They've
never done. I mean, it's that part of our industry drives me crazy.
Yep. You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters. If you've got any questions for Mike or Kurt, give us a call, 303-477-5600.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
The big question, can rates continue to drop? Have you taken advantage of these low rates, or are you still waiting? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, to get that low rate, to lower your payment, or to take cash out for home improvement, or just pay off debt and save even more. Call 720-895-0500. Have you applied for a loan and been treated like just another number? Or is no one listening to what you want? Never get the same person when you call to find out your status? Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where we've been providing personalized service since 2001. We want to know what you want. We listen to you and find the loan that fits you, all with lower fees and low rates. We will save you time and thousands in unnecessary expense and interest. 720-895-0500. Want to pay off your home faster without changing your spending habits? Want to see how much you can save when you use a broker who knows Colorado? We offer low down payment loans, purchase loans to 95% without mortgage insurance, and customized terms. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, and be treated with respect again. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA. Equal credit lender.
Got a road trip plan for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, you've got any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500, and I promise you, they'll take great care of you. Mike Hill's our special guest, Atlas Real Estate, realatlas.com, 720-220-8500. Now, Mike, you do these conversations, we call them.
Yes.
And next Tuesday.
Yes.
6:30?
6:30, yep.
6:30. Who's coming to these things? I mean, is it people that, whether they have it or not, they feel like they have real estate experience? Because I know what your answer is going to be, hey, it's better if they don't know anything. Because here's something you can do, and you need no experience, and
unless
we really don't want you
better.
To be.
Sure, sure.
But who's coming to the?
So there's typically people, there's two things. People that are either really interested in real estate or people that need help with what they're already currently doing. And it's sometimes young people, sometimes older people. The ones that hurt my heart. I had a meeting two Fridays ago with a couple that had come. Young couple that they actually called me right after the radio show, and I won't tell their names, but hopefully they're listening. They called me and said, hey, we want to come to your presentation. So they came to the presentation. They were worried about RSVPing, which you don't have to do. And we bought a new building as a company, so we moved locations. So this first one should be interesting next Tuesday. But this couple came, and they're probably, you know, early 50s, mid-50s, something like that. And they had spent $40,000 on these real estate gurus, these classes that, quote, teach you how to buy real estate. And the worst part is these companies out there tell people to buy their classes, and they put it on credit cards. And for anybody that's ever gotten a loan, and Kurt's looking at me right now, because you know what happens? When you put 40 grand on your credit card, it screws up your DTI, known as debt-to-income ratio.
And your credit score.
And your credit score. So now you can't get a house. You can't even buy a house. And man, if you had 40,000...
You know how to.
Oh, it hurts my heart. So you get those people that are looking for help. Every now and then, there's somebody that's looking for a get-rich-quick deal, and that's... You know, there's no such thing out there, but real estate's one of those things that we call it get rich slow. Like it does work over time, but it's anybody that's just interested, and it's totally free. We drink beer, we just talk real estate philosophy, and I use my own life as an example of why I started, when I started, the mistakes that I've made, you know, the gut punches that I've taken over the years, and how we can sort of help people avoid the pitfalls, because everybody. You know, when you say landlord, some people have very negative connotations. Some people have very positive connotations. Some people just know that, hey, I don't know anything about it, so it scares them. And what I tell people is it's an hour of your time. If you don't buy anything, I mean, I tell everybody that comes, I said, look, if I never see you again, I still think buying real estate and rental real estate specifically is a path to financial freedom. And if done right, it works and it works and it works regardless of your income, regardless of your education. It's one of those things that it does work, and it's a beautiful thing.
When we were on the break, you were talking about house hacking. Now, this is nothing new. It didn't happen in the last 3 to 5 years. You started it 18 years ago.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Explain what house hacking is and how it can become effective.
Okay, so a hack is another name for a cheat code. So millennials made up the word house hacking. Thank you, millennials, for this. Why? Because it's video game culture. It's cheat codes. You know, video games, you get a cheat code, you put it in, and you get to, you know, get invincible lives or whatever on whatever video game you're playing. So house hacking is the concept that's been going on for a long time. I started doing it in 2001. The word house hacking didn't exist then, but it exists now. So this is what house hacking is. You buy a house, and you move into this house yourself. And when you move into a house yourself, there's some advantages. Number one, you don't have to put very much money down. You can literally put as little down as 3.5% of the purchase price. Very first house I bought September 1st, 2001. Terrible time, terribly unlucky time to buy a house. 10 days later was September 11th, but no big deal because I only had to put 3.5% down. Now, of that 3.5% down, that I got a gift letter from my mom to cover $6,800 of the money because there's three things you need to buy a house. You need credit, you need income, and you need a down payment. I had income, I had credit, but I did not have the money. So I borrowed it from my mom in the form of a gift letter. Well, I didn't borrow it. She gifted it to me so that I could buy this house. So house hacking, I moved into that house September 1st, 2001. Two of my buddies, I was right out of college, two of my buddies moved in with me, and they started renting from me. Funny thing about that is one of them I golfed with yesterday, he now owns 16, 18 doors. The other guy still rents for me. It's been 18 years, and he still rents for me. He's moved a couple times, but he just has not learned. So just a funny sidebar upon house hacking. So then you move into the house, you put 3.5% down, you live there. And for me, I was not married, had no children at the time. So my two buddies moved in with me. Year and a half later, I moved again. When I signed on the dotted line to get the loan paperwork, what you're signing is that you're going to live there for a minimum of 12 months. Well, I lived there for roughly 18 months. I'd have to go back and see specifically how long I lived there. 18 months later, I bought another house, turned that house that I bought September 1st, 2001 into a long-term rental, and I still own it today. The new house, I bought that one. Again, I think on that one I put 5% down. Those same two buddies moved in with me to the new house, and then I did that again and again and again. And that's what house hacking is. It's simply learning the mortgage lending rules and using them to your advantage. It's just a cheat code to buy more real estate faster and not save, because I bet there's people listening right now that think that you have to save 20% to buy a house, to put down on a house. That's the old way of doing things. I mean, I'm not sure, I wasn't around in the 50s and 60s, but I think that used to be the way banks required lending to be done.
And man, that is not the case anymore.
Well, one of the things that when they're talking about this house hacking, they'll say, and Scott, you had mentioned it about qualifying. When you do this, mm-hmm. as long as you have the house that you're leaving, you have a lease agreement yep. on that house, it covers that payment, so you doesn't move that debt-to-income ratio payment with you.
Correct.
So if you've qualified for, let's say this house is $200,000, you're now going to buy one at $300,000, you're qualifying for the $300,000 house because you don't have this payment anymore.
Correct.
And that's where it starts to work and where it multiplies. And we have a friend that's doing it for his son. He's buying a fourplex.
Yes.
He's living in one side. Explain that one, because this kid, we both talked about, don't think he has any clue of what's coming on how much money he's going to have by the time he's 40.
It's a beautiful thing. So check this out. Lending rules say that you can buy up to a four-unit apartment, so four units or less, quadplex, triplex, duplex, or single-family home, and you can live in that building in one of the four units and
as
a primary residence, get owner-occupied rates. So he's actually buying a fourplex in Castle Rock, and I actually sold that building to the guy that owns it right now. His name's Sean. I sold it to Sean 4 years ago. Sean has made a killing on the building and is ready to move on, take that money, and he's investing it in a business he's starting. So he needs he wants the value to do something else with it. So what's going to happen is Andrew is the kid, is my friend Dan's son, and Andrew graduated college, I want to say, in May, has his first real job. He's an engineer.
5 months.
He's literally been in the workforce for 5 months. He's going to move in this particular building. How this started. One of the tenants moved out, so there's a vacancy. So what Andrew's going to do, Andrew's going to move into one unit of the quadplex. He's going to get owner-occupied rates. I mean, he's literally
3.5%.
3.5% down of a $750,000
purchase
price. It's amazing. And here's the best part. When he moves into that house, the other three rents from the three occupied units will pay the majority of his mortgage payment. He'll get a roommate because each unit is two bedrooms, one bath. So he's going to move into a two bedroom, one bath apartment, but he owns the building. He'll get a roommate in one of the bedrooms, in the other bedroom that he doesn't live in the unit he lives in, and he'll live for free. Literally going to
have
live
no payment
for free. I mean, he'll have a payment, but it's offset by all of the rents that he's already getting. When he decides to move out at some future point, whether it's 12 months or 24 months or 36 months and do it again, he gets to do it again, and he will make positive cash flow. It's a home run.
And his dad did him a great favor by gifting him the 3.5%.
Yep, his dad.
So he's walking into this property with nothing but the support of people and the process of how it works.
And his dad, I've been working with his dad now for, I think, 4 years.
Yes.
3 or 4 years, and his dad now owns three rentals. One's a triplex, two single-family homes, lives in his primary residence. And his dad's, you know, late 40s, early 50s. And his dad has said, man, I wish I would have done this when I was Andrew's age. Because Andrew's 22.
Yeah.
You know, and Kurt and I laugh that by the time Andrew's 40.
He's a millionaire.
He'll have two commas in his name, hands down, no questions asked.
Done.
Not even.
Smart kid, working hard. He's very disciplined. But this is what can happen. And it doesn't take a lot of money.
No. No. And you know, I mean, it's one of those things. He's just going to be smart with his money. And the funny thing is, I had a call with him last week, and he said, well, what do you think about when tenants move out, my buddy's moving into the vacant units? And I said, you know, I don't think that's a bad plan. Just understand that money has a way of ruining friendships if you rent to your buddies. You know, I would probably not tell people that you own it. I mean, my tenants on the properties that I own today, they don't know I'm the owner. I don't tell them I'm the owner. Because when people know you own stuff, they treat you differently and expect things of you. Like, wow, you can afford it. Come on, man. Like,
I've been here for 2 years. Give me a break.
Give me a month's rent off. I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way.
It's a business.
It is a business. Absolutely. You got to run it as such.
So, all right. So next Tuesday, I have a calendar in front of me.
29th.
All right. 6:30. And what's the new address?
970 Yuma Street. Yuma is Y-U-M-A. It's over right off of 8th Avenue and I-25, so like a mile and a half from where our old office, but it's right off the highway. We have a parking lot. There's a bunch of street parking. We'll have the same cocktails, snacks, and we'll just talk about real estate. And, you know, you don't need RSVP. If you'd like to call me, get a little more details, feel free to do that. come show up. We'll talk about real estate. And if we can help you, we'll absolutely help you. We don't charge you for time. One of the first things I say in every presentation I do, I don't have anything to sell you. I have no book. I have no class. I don't even have a piece of real estate. This is simply how we think about real estate and why you should use us.
720-220-8500. We'll be right back.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You will regret not seeking medical treatment. Take it from Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law.
Even small accidents sometimes create injury to human beings in the car. So I've had a number of cases where the amount of damage to the vehicle is $1,000 or less. And the people thought they were okay leaving the scene of the accident, but 2 or 3 days later, then they have the whiplash or they have the symptoms that were caused from the accident. And so you just want to make sure that you get good information when an accident happens.
Whether or not you feel like you need it, seek medical treatment immediately after an accident. Then call Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no obligation consultation. Call 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to a special edition of Your Money Matters right here on Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. You can send us an email through there. Or our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, if you've got any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Mike Hills is with us from Atlas Real Estate, realatlas.com.
Okay. You've been doing this for a while here, but you are now expanding out.
Yes.
You are now in the Phoenix market.
We're in Colorado Springs and Phoenix. Also Fort Collins, and we have a meeting on Friday to talk about the next two markets that we're expanding to.
Okay. You've been in Phoenix for a bit, but you haven't really bought a lot of properties.
Yes, we've bought three deals so far. Right. We are currently under contract on eight quadplexes.
Okay. And the main reason for that is you want to...
Well, infrastructure, and we really need to learn the market.
Right.
So what we've done is, the way we expand into markets
is we start with property management, because it's in the end, it's all about property management, like we talked about earlier. So what we do is we start with property management. Once a property management is up and running,
right,
then I come in with the brokerage, and I actually have two folks that I hired. And it's funny because from a brokerage perspective, we're a different kind of brokerage. Everybody that's ever bought and sold a house knows the traditional way to buy real estate, right? You go hire your broker, you pay your broker a percentage of the commission, and then that broker takes their money and gives it to the brokerage house, and they get a cut of it. The problem is it's a very parasitic industry. It's just parasitic. It's people preying on you know, the
money.
The downstream, if you will. So what we've done is we've said, look, we don't like this. We think the world is changing, and we won't get into that topic today, but we have some insider why we know the world is changing. But there's some changes, and anybody that knows anything about real estate knows there's some very big, large companies that are buying real estate that are disrupting. We are in the midst of a market disruption.
Yep.
Now, so what we've done is we've hired employees. They're not brokers. They are employees that are paid salary plus quarterly bonuses plus yearly bonuses based on production. And I have two brokers that start with me on the 28th, which is Monday of next week, that are going to be our brokers in Arizona, which is awesome. And we're going to do the same thing. I have the same thing. Actually, you met Jake that works in Colorado Springs. Yep. I call him the kid because he's like 27 that came in and worked with you on one of the radio shows. And we're going to do the same thing in some other markets. But in terms of market expansion, it's, again, first question is 20-year picture. Second question is, can you make positive cash flow? And the third one is the property management. So what we do is we go out and we find things that we believe in the 20-year picture, and then put property management in first to make sure that we can get the yield that we want on the real estate. And then we go back and we backfill it with buyers from people that are looking to invest. And here's the funny thing. A lot of our buying is about migration patterns. So not to get too political, we've talked a little bit of this, yep, about this before. But there was an article that I read from an economist from the University of Chicago, and he was talking about specifically how countries like China, Japan, and Russia are in big trouble. And one of the reasons, this is, you know, forecasting long-term economic policy. And let's leave the communism aside and the MBA and all that stuff that's going on. I have my own opinions about that. We won't jump into that.
No, that's not
that's
where
a different
at.
Topic. But economically, that some of these countries are in big, big trouble. And the reason that they're in big trouble is they have declining populations. They have aging populations and declining populations. And so what's happening is the young people are not having enough children to sustain the population as they leave the workforce and retire. So they're just not making enough revenue. And that's in places like Japan, again, China, Russia. Well, what's happening is the United States is having the same problem. Despite my and my wife's efforts, we have four children, to grow our population organically in terms of the people that already live here. It's not growing, but our economy is growing. Germany is experiencing the same thing. The current Germans are not having enough children to grow their population, but their populations are still growing. Why? It's about immigration. And I'm not trying to get into illegal immigration and the wall and all that crap that's going on in our society right now. What I can tell you is economically, people coming in and joining the American workforce, just like their experience in Germany, joining the German workforce, and does it need to be legal and yada, 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 sure. But it's growing the population, which grows the economy, which is a good thing economically. Now, that's international. That's immigration. For us, when we're looking from a real estate perspective, we're looking at migration. Migration is state to state. You physically can't immigrate from somewhere else into Denver. It just doesn't work. You always stop in some other city. I mean, yes, we have a customs office, but immigration does not happen from some other country to Denver. It happens, you know, on the coastal cities. I mean, that's very, very logical.
Borders, yeah.
Yeah, it's happened forever. So, but what's happening is people are migrating to Colorado. Drive down I-25 at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and tell me that more people are not moving.
Texas, Nebraska, constantly. Iowa, Missouri.
California.
Yeah,
you know,
everywhere.
It's happening. So what happens is the citizen in me, it drives me crazy how many people are on I-25 in the afternoon now. The real estate owner in me and the landlord in me is like, this is amazing because it's driving values up. It's driving rents up. This is a good thing. So we invest from a market perspective in places where the same thing is happening, where they have strong economics, where they have typically at least milder governments, where they have better tax structures, because these things drive the economy up. It attracts people to move to these places. We all know that Colorado Springs is growing like crazy.
Huh.
Why? Because it's attractive. People can't afford Denver, so they're getting the next best thing, which is Colorado Springs.
And they'll drive if they have to.
And they'll drive if they have to. Yeah. So what have we been doing for the last 3 years? We've been buying in northern Colorado Springs, and it's worked out really, really well. We follow migration patterns really, really closely because it leads to economic growth. Maricopa County, which is the number one county, biggest county in Phoenix, which is one of the places that we're investing. Maricopa County, it's the number one growing county last 3 years in a row. We follow migration patterns. We want to continue to buy where migration is happening because that's part of the 20-year picture. Conversely, think back to in the crash 08-09, you know, Wichita was one of those cities that they lost 30,000 jobs when the economy crashed. You know how many jobs that they've replaced in, you know, the last 10 years? 5,000. Well, if you've only replaced 5,000 jobs, guess what happens? Your economy can't grow. So guess what's happened to the real estate? It hasn't grown. It's maybe grown a little bit because of inflation, but the national average in the United States, real estate will appreciate about 3.75%, you know, anywhere from 3.5% to 4%. Colorado, it has been going absolutely crazy. It's sometimes we're getting 5 and 5.5% growth returns because people are moving here. It's simple.
Still.
Economics.
Still moving.
And yeah, prices are expensive. And yeah, we've experienced a slowdown in terms of migration. That's because things are expensive. But there's still more companies. Believe me, I'm out there trying to hire right now. It is tough to find good employees because all the good employees already have jobs. I mean, it's just kind of the way it works.
No.
And you know, we're hiring. So it's that's one of the, from a 20-year thesis, migration patterns we follow really, really closely in the next two markets. You know, we're debating, basically our meeting on Friday is to have an internal debate of which cities that we want to go to. And I won't say it on the air which ones they are yet because I don't want to make any promises to anybody out there. But one of the cities I grew up in, I'm like, oh, we can't go there. I grew up in that city. I don't want to go there.
I don't want to go there.
I don't want to go there. But that's just personal.
So, Kurt, someone's listening today and they think, man, I'd love to get into this. I just don't know if I could afford it or how to go about it. What are the first steps would be to sit down with you, right, and just kind of
correct
have a conversation again just to well, you tell me, I mean, what would be some of the questions you would ask? And
if somebody wants to get into investment, and now's actually a very good time because there's you've got the holidays coming up, but you can start to get some ideas of what it's going to take. I like the idea that you're in Phoenix because, you know, that could be a place I want to buy a second home. And then I'll figure out what I do with it when I'm not there. But those are the things you can start looking at now. So I'm anxious to see as you move along as to what's going on. But you want to find out from folks, what are they looking to do? And do you want to buy a place in Phoenix? Do you want to buy a place in the mountains? John, for example, he just bought a second home. There's still great opportunities out there now to buy those and then maybe rent them out as an Airbnb. And you can do that pretty simple. So there's tremendous opportunity for that because in John's case, for example, it's going to cash flow for him very well. But you need to sit down and figure out how that works because if you buy a second home, you're buying it as a primary, so the down payment is just as small. You can get into it with 5%, and you're going to get better rates because investment loans have higher rates because the risk is higher. Anytime the risk goes up, the rate goes up. That's just the way it is. The less money you put down, normally the higher the rate. That's not always the case if it's a primary. There's ways to work around that. And you don't always have to have mortgage insurance. You can buy it 95% with no mortgage insurance.
Right. Again, Mike's number, 720-220-8500. If you've got questions after the show, if you don't want to call in, give him a call. He'll spend time with you on the phone. And again, next Tuesday at their new location, 970 Yuma, 630. And if you wear long pants, you'll be overdressed, okay?
That is
so
true.
Come casual.
If it's snowing, I might wear shoes, closed-toed shoes.
So just come casual, get a chance to meet Mike. And Kurt shows up at those a lot of the times as well.
No, I'm almost always there.
Okay, so you can meet Kurt as well. But then again, if you've got questions about it, give Mike a call, 720-220-8500. We got to take our last break. We'll be right back.
You will regret not seeking medical treatment. Take it from Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law.
Even small accidents sometimes create injury to human beings in the car. So I've had a number of cases where the amount of damage to the vehicle is $1,000 or less. And the people thought they were okay leaving the scene of the accident, but two or three days later, then they have the whiplash, or they have the symptoms that were caused from the accident. And so you just want to make sure that you get good information when an accident happens.
Whether or not you feel like you need it, seek medical treatment immediately after an accident. Then call Kevin Flesch with Flesch and Beck Law for a free, no-obligation consultation. Call 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers is with us. Again, any mortgage needs, if you want to look at refinancing, want to buy a home, buy investment property, reverse mortgage, anything with the word mortgage on it, Kurt, you can handle.
I'd be more than happy to help. And, like we've talked about in the past, if there's any veterans out there, veterans with a VA loan now, the availability to do what Mike talks about on house hacking becomes phenomenal because they'll do 100%. And those loans have no monthly mortgage insurance. Hmm. So a veteran can go out and buy a duplex or a fourplex, mm-hmm. and like Andrew's doing, and after 6-8 years, they're done.
It's the VA loan program for anybody that, so long story short, VA loan program means you get to buy a house with no money down, you get no mortgage insurance.
That's right.
And for all of the mistakes that our federal government has made, and I don't care if you're red or blue or green or somewhere in the middle.
Don't matter.
There's a long list of mistakes our federal government has made. The VA loan program is an amazing, amazing
product. It's not one of them.
It's really, really, for anybody that's out there that has a VA loan, come to the presentation. We'll show you how to take that and start building your path to financial freedom because the federal government allows you to do it. And it's a neat, neat product.
Yeah.
And this isn't, guys, this isn't just going and buying a house and renting it out and applying the principles. This is very strategic.
Very strategic.
You've got to be laser focused.
The number one thing is that right property, right?
Right property.
I mean, that's where it all starts.
Totally. Well, there's always funny stories of people buying houses and yada, yada, yada. But, man, if you buy wrong, if you buy wrong, and when I say wrong, it's not just the property, but it's also the financing. I mean, how many people out there lost everything in the crash in 2008 because they had bad financing on it? I know a guy that had 40 single-family doors, rental, single-family homes that he owned, and he was living off the cash flow. And what happened is when the market crashed, he had them all on interest-only loans. Why? Because that meant his payment is lower, and he was living on the difference between the rent collected and the interest payment.
They were called pay option arms. I had four of them.
Yes.
I know it well.
Yes. And when the market corrected, and it did.
It did.
And he couldn't sell the houses because he was underwater on the value. He couldn't refinance the houses because the bank he was underwater. And then rates went up, so his adjustable rate interest-only loan adjusted. So he lost them all.
All of them.
And they were great properties in awesome areas. And if he still owned all of those, I mean, they'd be worth, he'd probably have $10 million because we're talking 40 single-family homes in Denver in 2008. I mean, he would, and he's recovered.
It was the wrong loan.
It was the wrong loan. So not only were his properties wrong, but his loan was wrong. And that is one thing, you know, I will talk people out of interest-only loans over and over and over and over again for investment properties. Man, have a fixed rate loan. Yes, you pay more, but it protects your tomorrow in case something unforeseen happens.
And you know, sometimes you do things like that for 5 or 10 years because it sounds like so long, and tomorrow comes real quick.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, the bank wants to change something.
Well, and I've told this to Mike. I've told this to Michael. I had four of those properties, pay option arms. They were all designed on a 5-year. I figured at that time, the wisdom that I was taught was to buy these, pay option arm, 5 years, say goodbye to them at the end of 5 years before the rate goes up. Well, that was 2 years too long because the market crashed 3 years into the deal.
Yep.
And it was nothing I could do. I'm stuck in this position. I didn't cause it, but I got dealt with it. Had I kept the same loans, I still would have been able to rent the properties and get past that and still own them.
Yep.
That you talk about.
Yep.
So, Michael, he wasn't teaching me then. He wasn't around me then.
It's just, you know, and interest only. And here's the problem. In American society right now, from a philosophical perspective, we all want, everything is microwavable. I want it instant. I want it now. I want it today. I want it tomorrow. I don't want to wait till tomorrow. I want it today. I want it now. I had a guy come to my class years ago, and he said, you know, what you're teaching people is not American. And I was very offended. I was like, you know, get at it. He was like, what do you mean it's not American? He said, well, it's not American in terms of instant gratification. What you're actually coaching people on is to take a little bit less today to protect for tomorrow. And that's what that financing piece is. Man, when it's interest only, yeah, you make more cash flow today, but your sacrifice for cash flow today is what happens to tomorrow. What I'm saying is take a little bit less today, and tomorrow is way better. And most importantly, it allows you to weather the storm because the downturn will be a landlord long enough, somebody's going to get evicted. Somebody's going to move out. Somebody's going to lose their job. Somebody's going to pass away. Something is going to happen. And I mean, I've literally had a tenant call me and say, my dog ate your money orders. Literally. That's like my dog ate the homework. Like that's, and she sent me pictures of all these ripped up money orders. Cause I actually believe her dog did eat the money orders. I mean, I've heard every excuse in the book. And you know, the human in me is like, get it in tomorrow. The landlord in me is like, man, you've been lying to me for 6 months. I'm so tired of hearing your crap. So,
Okay, with all that experience, you own how many homes?
We have 51 doors these days.
Okay, and your property manager runs how many?
So I currently manage 23 of my own. I soon will get to give that back. Had a property manager quit, so it fell back in my lap for the short term. So I have 28 managed by somebody else. I manage 23 of my own.
Okay. Tell us the funniest story you've ever run across.
Funniest story. Okay, I got one.
In all the experience.
So the first part of it is not funny. So I have a rental over by the Dave & Buster's on I-25 and Colorado Boulevard in a little neighborhood called Virginia Village, just the pocket. There's an Arby's at like Florida and I-25 that I've owned that since. That was the second place I ever bought. I house hacked it, 2003, whatever it was. So maybe 4 years ago, a tenant of mine punched his wife in the mouth. And this part is not funny. And he went to jail, which he should have gone to jail. Well, he was growing pot, marijuana, in the detached garage in that house. And have I ever told you the story?
Mm-mm.
So he was growing marijuana, which this is a thing in Colorado. It was not legal at the time because it's like 4 or 5 years ago. And his wife, she disappeared. And this was like December 3rd. I'll never forget it because I got a call from the police at like midnight. My cell phone starts blowing up. And I was like, what is going on? The cops kicked down the door. Long story short, they had not paid December's rent yet. So they jammed me for rent. The cops caused like $2,500 of damage in the door because he put up a big fight, which is he ended up staying in jail for a year.
So long story short, this whole thing cost me like $5,000-$6,000 of my own money. I kept their deposit, lost rent, you know, renovations, yada, yada, yada. So it was fine on the back end, whatever. But he was growing pot in the garage. So I ripped down all that stuff and it was sitting in the garage and I tried to sell it on Craigslist. Well, I don't know anything about growing pot, growing marijuana, let alone cutting my own grass. Like I don't have a green thumb. That's just not me. But people were showing up and they're like, all right, I'll give you $30 for that and 20. And this was a lot of equipment. Like I'll give you $20 for that and $30 for that and $40 for that. And I didn't know what anything was worth, and I'm not going to take the time to research it and figure out what it's worth. So I put it on the barter section, the trade section of Craigslist, which most people don't know that that even exists. I didn't know it existed either. So I put it on the barter section of Craigslist, and a guy shows up with a Kawasaki 250 dirt bike, a green, like, sweet dirt bike. And he's like, I'll trade you for it. So we swapped. We traded the bike for all the pot equipment, and he came and showed up with a trailer, took all the stuff and left with it. And I was like, this is great. Took the bike home to my wife. And she was like, you will kill yourself. Not a chance, which she's totally not wrong. So I put that bike back up on the barter section of Craigslist. Took me a while, but I ended up finding a guy that wanted to trade for a SV650 Suzuki crotch rocket, like one of the really cool crotch rockets that goes really fast. So I bring that home to my wife and she was like, again, that's even worse. What is wrong with you? So I put that back up on the barter section of Craigslist and traded it for 5 acres of land in Southern Colorado because I'm a real estate guy.
That's right down your alley.
This is what I do. And so this became a joke at the office that, I mean, I've put the land up there from time to time. People are like, oh, I'll give you some jewels. I'll give you a car, you know, music equipment. And my problem is I always, like, when somebody says, like, the one guy had like a handful of jewels. It looked like something out of the Goonies movie, you know, like One-Eyed Willie when they find the jewels at the end of the movie with the kids. Yeah. That's what it looked like. I was like, man, those are stolen. I don't know what to do with those things anyway. Yeah. But that's probably the most interesting, funny story of being a property manager.
All right, Mike, great information. Give him a call, 720-220-8500, next Tuesday, 630, 970 Yuma. Check out the website, realatlas.com. Kurt, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good to see you again.
Thanks for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Don't go anywhere. Mark Griffith coming up next.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.